Please come in.
Martin had agreed to sneak me into Sunova's home in the hopes that, by getting more intimately acquainted with their relationship, I might write them a more meaningful song. Martin might have only paid me to compose, but as I would soon learn, he wasn't going to be satisfied until I gave him an all-access VIP pass into my writing process. It was very intrusive. I have to say, this commission was the closest I'd ever come to feeling like an actual song and dance monkey. Could I ask a favor? Would you mind unhooking the wind chimes outside, please, and setting them down somewhere temporarily?
Sure.
I appreciate it.
Of course. You don't enjoy them?
Oh, no. I love wind chimes. I just prefer them indoors, in a room without windows or doors, buried underground. Anyway, nice place. Oh, interesting. Is that her tarot room over there, past the beaded curtains?
Yes, but that room is off limits, I'm afraid.
Okay.
I wasn't even allowed in there, even when I had self-respect.
Okay. So, where did you two meet?
At a tea shop on Halsey and MLK.
She's stirring.
Are you okay?
I was listening for it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I noticed you aren't wearing a wedding ring. Do your songs only work on other people?
My story is not why we're here today.
Would you mind telling me what you were hearing a second ago?
I'd rather not.
Okay, but you're not writing down any lyrics or notation.
And?
Maybe it would be beneficial for me to field ideas as they come to you, so that we know we're on the right track.
Okay, this isn't a collaboration. I write the song. Hard stop.
Please hear me out. When I looked up your company on Yelp, most of the reviews said something to the effect of, the songs James Frost writes are excellent, but not always 100% accurate in depicting his clients' relationships.
Okay, you have to simplify a relationship in a song. It's the nature of the beast. It's not Madame Bovary. I've got half a page of words to work with here. We're painting with a really broad brush.
I don't know.
I get it. The scientist in you needs proof that I'm onto something good, right? You're uncomfortable with me just trusting my gut.
Yeah.
The good news is, in songwriting, gut and proof aren't enemies. They're best friends. A good song is good for 100 real, tangible reasons that are just kind of hard to see. So I will do you the favor of explaining the song as it comes to me. Deal?
Deal.
Okay, so you say tea shop. I heard a teacup being stirred. Make that sound with your mouth for me. Just come on. Just do it.
Okay.
Great. Okay, and then I heard a cello mirroring that stirring sound, right? So, all I know about Sunova so far is she's a psychic. Where do psychic and tea intersect? Tea leaves, right?
She's stirring the tea leaves that you could see a future in.
So, you met at a tea shop, but you're a coffee drinker. She has a healthier lifestyle than you?
When she's not pulling dangerous stunts with her circus friends. Here's an example on the wall.
Is she a drummer?
Oh, they're not mallets. They're torches. She's a fire breather. Here, take a look. Is that some sort of metronome?
Kind of.
It looks like a,
like a PKE meter in Ghostbusters?
Yeah, basically.
Everything and everyone has its own unique pulse or tempo. And this little guy helps me to distinguish between the tempos of people, places, and things. See? Fire torch. And you.
It changes tempo on its own?
Only when I hold it. Is there dancing involved in this fire breathing?
Usually, yeah. Maybe 75% of the time? Why?
Because I am hearing drums here. Almost like a Middle Eastern feel. Like a bum 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 bum.
Sounds nice.
Okay, so the most fundamental building block of a song is contrast, right? Now, you two, it seems to me, are polar opposites. So it makes sense to emphasize your differences. So we're seeing a psychic through a scientist's lens.
So 75% chance she's a fire dance.
I don't know. It's corny. But sometimes corny works in your favor.
I'm not going to have to dance during this song, am I?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, thank goodness.
I assume singing it will be enough of a challenge for you.
Right. Wait, I have to sing it?
Don't worry about it yet. So, what about the cork art here on the wall?
She got that from a bar she worked at when they switched locations. She's a sommelier.
A fire-breathing psychic sommelier.
Ostensibly.
You use a lot of qualifiers when you talk. Essentially. Ostensibly. You're just being careful not to oversimplify. It's a kind of grace extended by the scientific community. But to more intuitive personalities, it can come off like you're afraid to say what you really mean. Does she have trust issues with you?
Actually, yes. Which was really strange because she always knew where I was. You think it has to do with the language I used?
Maybe. So, cork art. Nope, I think that's a dead end. But what about the wine? She's kinda like the bubbles in the wine that make you dizzy. Aha! Of course that's it. Wine is a spirit. And as we know from Joni Mitchell, our partners intoxicate us. And why do we have that boring consistency in the cadence of the melody?
I don't know.
Because that pure, unbroken eighth note cadence puts you in a trance. Or am I wrong? Am I right? It doesn't work with the drums, though. We'll drop the drums altogether. It'll give the vocals more room to play around. So this is great stuff, Martin, but what did you laugh about? What did you both find hilarious?
What comes to mind is me. She liked to make fun of me.
Why is that?
I take things too literally.
Like what?
She has this pin on her backpack. It says, "I'm problemagic."
Huh, cute.
Right? Except I didn't get the joke.
You didn't?
Well, I thought it was saying, "I'm probably magic," but misspelling probably.
Oh, that's it. That's perfect. This is the root. This is the song.
What's the song?
Can I use that guitar over there?
Sure.
Okay, the song is called...
She's probably magic. She's probably magic.
Sounds good, right? Okay, but why does it deserve to be the name of the song? Because it's your relationship in a nutshell. You're the...
Probably.
And she's the...
Magic.
You're the analytical one, and she's the intuitive one. We're admiring a supernatural force through the lens of a scientist. And we use all of your little qualifiers to create that lens. So this affects everything that came before. We change...
She's kinda like the bubbles in the wine that make you dizzy.
To... She's probably the bubbles. And we change...
She's stirring the tea leaves.
To... She's likely the tea leaves. And I wasn't sold before on the 75% chance of a fire dance, but the dorkiness of it makes perfect sense now. Ouch.
Is everything okay?
Ever since the lightning, I've had trouble with my mercury fillings. I've got an appointment lined up. It's fine. I just need to sit.
Oh, please, the couch is all yours.
Thanks. I teased a couple more stories out of Martin. One about how Sunny nicknamed him Rain Man because he wouldn't stop talking about plane crash statistics while on vacation. By now, we had a complete song on our hands, and it was time to review.
She's probably the bubbles in the wine that make you dizzy. She's likely the tea leaves that you could see your future in. Is there any explanation that I'm spellbound other than presumably she knows some light witchcraft? She's possibly magic. She's probably magic.
Wait, hang on. Witchcraft? I don't think that works.
Why not? It's in the same supernatural vein, right? Psychics, witches, magic.
But psychics and witches are totally different. And Sunny says that witches have been unfairly maligned throughout history. I just don't think she'll appreciate that. Oh, darn. If that's her brother, I can't answer it. He doesn't like me, and I'm here unannounced. Do you mind just peeking through the window and describing them? Could it be him?
Only if he wears a hijab.
Oh, good. No need to hide. Just ignore.
Oops, she saw me. And she's waving.
Hello, may I help you?
Hi, I have an appointment with Sunny today for a tarot reading.
Are you sure about the time slot? She's not expected back for another 42 minutes or so.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I saw another gentleman through the window. Is he seated in the waiting room area?
No, there's no waiting room, I'm afraid. It's first and foremost a residence where people eat and sleep. It's only a sanctum for harnessing depths beyond the penumbra of your subconscious mind from 4 to 6.
Oh, in that case, I'll go get a cup of joe and come back.
Okay. Goodbye.
Psst, Martin. Who is she? And why is she still not leaving?
Who is this man? It was on the tip of her tongue.
At just that moment, I saw her eyes, and her song swelled to such a level that it completely shut out everything else.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Bye.
Okay, I'm not sure what just happened there. Hey, are you okay? Are you hearing me?
What? Yes, I'm hearing you. I'm fine. Who was she?
I've never seen her before. She was staring at you, though. Do you know her?
It seemed like I did from somewhere. Why was her song the loudest and most exuberant I'd ever sensed? And how had Martin become a poet all of a sudden? The penumbra of your subconscious mind?
Oh, no, that's just the slogan on Suniva's business card.
Did I say that out loud?
I can leave the room if you like.
No, that's okay. I have what I need. I'll teach you the song tomorrow. Bye.
Hey, when you said that in songwriting, gut and proof aren't enemies, do you think that applies to other areas of life?
I think so, yeah. Why?
When it comes to me and Suni, I think my gut and my proof are in conflict all the time.
Is there something about her you feel unsure about?
Yeah, sometimes. I guess I'm the one with the trust issues, not her. I've never admitted this to myself. Every time those thoughts cross my mind, jealous thoughts, I tell myself it's good to question everything, even her loyalty. That it's just what a scientist does. But it's a lie. Beneath that banner of science, I was just afraid to feel that much for one person. I think I shut her out, James.
Hey, come here, guy. Bring it in.
Thanks.
Martin, banner of science is a nice use of poetic language. Pretty dope.
Dope.
See you tomorrow.
There was a man in Virginia who was documented to have been struck by lightning 7 times. Speaking for myself, or what remains of me anyhow, I'm content to have just been shocked the once. The closest I came to being struck again. Oh, excuse me 1 second. Hello, this is he? No, thank you. And please, take me off your list. Okay, list, database, whatever it is, just please take me off it. Thank you. Sorry about that. Like I was saying, the closest I came to being struck again was in an elevator the day after leaving Martin's house. I mean, Suni's house. But honestly, I'd go through that freaky deaky elevator incident 100 times if it meant I got to keep the eccentric friendship that would blossom in its wake.
When your heart skips a beat, but your words keep skipping town. I'll track them down. I'll track them down. Skip, tracer, mellow.